We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
This all kind of stems from Ian Desmond's essay on Instagram that we talked about yesterday, and how, you know, minorities might, how they might have become disenfranchised from the game, or why there's less participation. And Bassick, I don't know if this term is like readily accepted and this is just the way people say it. I honestly thought you said we're trying to say the right way to play baseball, and you said the white way to play baseball. And so I was like, oh, wow, I didn't even realize that that was a thing. But then you started kind of describing it and how maybe there's a disconnect. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about that and know if maybe, like, is this why minorities became disenfranchised with the game? And we have a really diverse audience. So if you fit into any of those, I guess, non-white categories, specifically for feedback purposes in this segment, 877-881-1053. I'm curious, did you play baseball? Did you become disaffected for any particular reason? Or when did you just lose interest in the game? Because obviously baseball, both from its fan base and its player base, they have a diversity issue.
Yeah, and I'm trying to go over real quick Ian Desmond's deal again, where I got this from, and I might not be pulling the exact quote, but he says, if we didn't force black Americans into white America's box, think of how much we could thrive. And I know that that's just one part of it. There was another part where he did put, and that's why I did say the white way of playing baseball, is because he did put in there somewhere, I'm just trying to go over it quickly, where he talked about kind of, you know, the way of maybe not showing as much emotion or expression is kind of the white way of playing. Oh. Now, that being said, you know, I watched my kid play, and I mean, he shows a lot of emotion, you know. I watch a Major League Baseball game, and you'll see it sometimes, but, you know, there definitely is a different way of playing the game, and I think through this that we need to become way more acceptable of, you know, what I call, you know, more of the Latin way of playing the game, where, you know, if you ever watch a Venezuelan baseball game or a Dominican baseball game, it's a very different environment. It's a very different way of playing, going over to Cuba and playing for the United States team, and just the way that the fans are, you know, watching the game more like a soccer game. They're dancing and they're playing music, and, you know, I mean, it's a big party during the game, and the players feed off of that. And so they kind of are more, whatever you want to call it, emotional, showboaty, whatever word you want to use. There's different words for however you see it is, you know, maybe we should get a little bit more into that and not have people feel like they can't play the game they want to, the way they would like to play it.
And 100%. Yes, I didn't realize how much of a disconnect there was until I started watching like the one of the first World Baseball Classics, and I saw that, you know, the reaction and everything like that. So that's why I was fascinated by it to begin with, and to hear about like the disconnect and all of that. So,
yeah. And I do want, when you said, when you tease this minority, it's really not my minority. I think a minority as being multiple different you know, races or cultures, is it's really just black. I mean, Latin America loves baseball. Our Hispanic Americans, it's, you know, as a majority, love baseball. I mean, you see a lot of Hispanic kids that play baseball in Dallas, Fort Worth, and across the country. So this is, to me, more of, and as Ian Desmond put, this is an African-American, black American thing, where now we're down to 8% of Major League Baseball players are African American, which is a really low number. And you know, black America is engaging in playing football, and they're engaging in playing basketball for the most part. But, you know, they've stopped engaging in playing baseball, and that used to not be the case. If you just look at where the numbers have gone and how many great players in the game in the 50s through about the mid-90s they were that were African-American, and then all of a sudden there's still some great players. The thing is, like, when they decide to play, when Mookie Betts decides to play baseball, you have an MVP type of candidate on your hands. It's just that we're not getting Black America to participate in the game of baseball as much anymore.
I'm honestly curious if the cool factor and the fact that baseball doesn't have it is going to hurt them, because that's one of the things that led to a big explosion in MMA, is not just with one particular race, but like there was just a cool factor to it. There were cool people at the matches. It was different than what a lot of people had seen before, and a lot of people were driven to go take part in that sport because it just seemed to have the cool factor. As of right now, there is nothing that seems inherently cool about baseball. Like, I love baseball. However, if you're younger, the games are slower paced. The players are not marketed as well. Like, everybody in the universe knows about LeBron 8 billion times more than Mike Trout, or even Pat Mahomes, I even think more people might know Sidney Crosby than they do Mike Trout. So they have like a massive marketing issue. All right.
That one feel, yeah, you feel like you went a little too far to try and
okay.
make a point
but
there.
But you understand what I'm saying nonetheless. Well, hell, I could just say Trevor Lawrence or something like that. Maybe throw a college football player
out
there.
Yeah, you're back in there.
And so, like,
in the United States, I'm going to tell you.
Agreed.
Like, if we get outside the United States, most Dominicans and Venezuelans that I played with think football's a stupid sport.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
And they don't get it. They don't understand it. They don't like it. In September, when us Americans are putting it on the television on Thursday and Monday night, and on Saturday and Sunday putting on college and pro football, they're like, take this crap off the television if we can. I know there's more TVs now, you know, in clubhouses. Can we put on the baseball games that are happening around the country? Because this, I don't get it, and I've tried to get it, and it's stupid. So, I mean, football is a very American sport that is really only loved by Americans.
Yeah. You know what? At some point, I want to put this together because I was kicking this around with my son last week, is putting together the Olympic football team for America, and just how awesome it would be to like just put together the super team lineup that would just curb stomp everybody like the 92 Dream Team. We might pick that up at some point. All right. So a whole lot of feedback coming in right now. And one of the things I definitely wanted to touch on is something that you had brought up a couple of times in the past from the 682. A lot of Black America gets priced out because of the equipment, or priced out in playing in the higher leagues, or priced out because of specialized skills training.
That was also something that someone brought up, is like, you know, we're talking about this in the context, or it seems like just in the context of like Black folks not wanting to play baseball, which is a portion of this.
But it could also be a monetary issue.
Those folks that do want to play, I mean, there is a level of pricing out. There's a level of gatekeeping that factors in.
I'm telling you, I saw that same thing with club soccer, because, you know, like, I think any race could be talented at any sport. And the idea that like 95% of the good soccer players were white just didn't seem to jive with me. And I think one of the reasons was there was a massive pricing out, because whether it's youth soccer or youth baseball, man, it can get ridiculous, Bassick. And I know you know this with the money.
Yeah, and that's something that is definitely a thing where when we look at Mercy Street off of Hampton over here, and kind of, I would call it, I don't know, I don't know if that's South Dallas or not, or West Dallas, but, you know, where the Rangers have built beautiful baseball fields to try to get, you know, the poor community into the sport of baseball by providing them unbelievable baseball fields, and then trying to provide them with the equipment that they would need to play to try to help out the situation. Obviously, when you get older, there's quite a bit of travel, you know, when it comes to baseball, it seems like, you know, and that is, I don't want to say super new, but that is within the last 25 to 30 years in kind of playing the sport. But maybe there is in AAU basketball, maybe there's a lot of travel there you know, when it comes to it.
From the 682, I'm confused. What are we insinuating is the cause for black people not wanting to play? But I think that's the thing, right?
It's complex.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, there's a lot to it.
And we're getting feedback from people because I want to know more about it. Like, is it go strictly from the my theory, at least in part, is that it's baseball is just not the sport to join in on. Like, my son, he's like, all his friends are all about basketball, and he has a very diverse group of friends. So I think they don't have the cool factor. We just talked about the monetary factor that goes along with it. We talked about the celebration factor and maybe some cultures feeling like their celebrations get tamped down on just a little bit.
And so I have to say this. I love baseball. Like, when people tell me baseball isn't fun or it's slow or it's boring, and I'm like, playing it, it is? To me, I don't get that at all. Just, I get it. When people are like, hey, baseball's boring to me, I'm like, man, what other sport can I get the ball in my hands as the defensive player and I have the ball every time? Like, as the pitcher. Like, how could you not love that? You can control the whole tempo, flow, everything of the game. I mean, I get it, man. Sometimes there's positions, like, if you have a dude on the mound who's striking out or walking everybody, that can become somewhat difficult as a position player because you're like, the ball's not getting put in play. But to me, at least, I don't know how you can't say you don't love playing the game of baseball.
All right. I want to know y'all's answer to this because I didn't fact check the number, but let's just assume that this number is correct. African Americans make up 13.4% of the population in America. Again, I haven't seen like the new census data or anything like that.
But by the way, fill out your census.
Okay, yes. For 100%, do your census. Let's just say that's accurate. If 13.4% of baseball was made up by black players, then would you think that that was a good representation because that matches the actual like amount of people in the country? Or do you view it from the perspective of like the NFL and the NBA, where clearly it's far higher than that?
Gosh, that's a good question.
Good job, 972.
I would say in football, you're pretty much just pulling from United States of America. So when you give those numbers, it makes more sense for football because very few, you know, Canada kind of plays football. And that's about it. There's no other place that really actually plays American football in our world. So when we get into baseball, you do have to factor in, obviously, Latin America provides quite a few Major League Baseball players. So I would say, yes, if we were at 13 to 20% of Major League Baseball players were black Americans, I would say that would make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I think that's it would be a lot more reasonable. I mean, when we talk about 8%, I know that seems like 13 and 8 don't seem as far away, but 5% is a large portion of people. And then, like, I guess something that's been kind of gnawing at me is I see, you know, people are just going that baseball is slow and, you know, basketball and these other things provide more of that entertainment value. But, like, the tough part to reckon with is, like, baseball was once a sport that, like, black folks absolutely loved. And it wasn't that long ago.
Right.
You know, and black folks participated in it highly. And I think that
it had some of the best damn players on the planet.
Absolutely. So it feels odd to then say, like, it is inherently baseball itself because that's not true. We've seen people represented in baseball, you know. So, like, that feels disingenuous as an argument.
No, and I think you made a great point. I'm going to make this other point, too, and I'm just going to, as a kid, I played on a team with primarily all black kids from Duncanville when I played basketball when I was a kid, and my dad would try to get them to play baseball. One of the reasons they didn't want to play wasn't because they thought the sport was slow. One of the reasons is they were scared to death of that baseball. They were not scared to play football. They weren't scared to play basketball. And I don't know. I'm not making this a black people are scared of a baseball type
of
deal.
I'm scared of
a
baseball. But I'll put myself in that category.
There's a lot. There is for some reason, at least I'm going to, you know, call out my friends that I grew up with in Duncanville. A lot of my friends that were black that I played basketball with were scared of the baseball. And so I don't know if because now those people are fathers now, and I don't know if it's like, look, I don't want anything to do with that baseball because if it hits you, it hurts, and I don't want to do it. I don't want you to have any part of that thing because it could hurt you. And I don't know if that's true or not, but there's part of me that doesn't want my kids to play football because I'm like, I don't want you to play football because I think you could really get hurt playing that sport.
Well, Mike, question, like, because I mean, you have young boys who have played, like, early on with your first entrance into baseball, I feel like generally anyone would be scared of the baseball because it's a ball coming at you, you know, at a certain speed. Like, I feel like that's pretty universal. Wouldn't that be?
I think so. But I'm just going off of me as a child and just I'm throwing that out there as another small percentage that I don't know. If you were scared of the baseball as a kid and now you're a dad, is that one of the, like, not only do I think it's boring, but actually there's a big part of me that's scared of a baseball and I don't really want to be part of that sport.
I think once you get to a certain age, that's not really a factor in this. I think, you know, folks got logic, right? We can get to a point where it's like, yeah, I mean – there might have been an inherent fear at some point, but, you know, at some point it's like, yo, I understand that this is – but I do wonder when you talk about
point,
fear of the
baseball. To your point, I had white friends that were scared of the baseball too.
Right. I do wonder when you talk about fear of the baseball,
that's
like
me.
I heard like fear of getting thrown at. And that is when I go to like the policing of the game, like the policing of the traditions when we talk about the unwritten rules of baseball. Because a lot of that is like kind of trying to tamp out in some ways – like the individuality of, and I think that that's some of the stuff that people in general, but particularly Black folks, enjoy about like sports in general. Like it's a way to express yourself and have fun. And it seems like in baseball, you're not allowed to do that. Heck, how much was made about like Ken Griffey Jr. turning his hat around?
Okay, I'm so glad that you said that because I was just reading a couple texts about the marketing of the game. I thought that the coolest two people in the universe in the 90s, until I got more into wrestling, were Ken Griffey Jr. and Frank Thomas. Frank Thomas, because he was called the Big Hurt, and I literally thought he was going to smash a home run every single time he was up there. And then Ken Griffey Jr. had the coolest looking swing in the world, and he also, he was the kid. You know, he'd do the home run derby with his hat backwards and everything like that. So just the whole reason we started this, and for people who, I get it, especially right now, I get it. Some people get upset when race gets brought up into anything, especially sports. But the whole genesis of this segment was it was called the white way of baseball. And is that one of the reasons that is, like, per Ian Desmond, what he was talking about, why there's such low participation from other races, especially Black people in baseball? We were putting that forward as, could that be one of the reasons? If you disagree, that's fine. We're not saying that's 100% the reason. We've talked through things like money, merchandising, marketing. We've talked about just the lack of fun. We talked about all the cool factor, all kinds of things that all wrap into this. It's not just one issue, but I think the idea that, you know, maybe you take some of the fun out of the game could have something to do with it. I don't think you can rule that out at all.
And look, hey, part of my goal, and I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this, just the way Ian Desmond, who's like, I don't know exactly how to solve these problems, but he was brought him up as an issue on Instagram, is I would love to get back to now Duncanville, my community I grew up in, is more of a Black community. I would love to get more kids at 5, 6, 7, 8 years old as they get introduced into sports to introduce them to baseball. Because I think it is a great sport that you love and it's not boring. But if you just watch it and never get out there and play catch and never hit a baseball and stuff, you think it's boring. It's not boring. You know, I get that as an excuse. To me, that's an excuse. It can be a really fun game. Now, I think that's not an excuse is if you talk about, hey, sometimes the lack of celebration. That's more at a major league level. I mean, go to a little league baseball game. They're really not like saying don't celebrate for the most part. Sometimes when you're up by 20 runs, they're like, don't rub it in. Trying to not rub it in. But that's with other sports too when it comes to, you know, rubbing it in.
Yeah, but kids are watching the majors though, right? Like that the big leagues of the sports are what are a lot of times people's introductions to these sports, you know?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.